Let us begin, and I will say it. I think I can say this anyway. Turn with me, if you will, to the place where this week's Torah portion begins. We are heading towards the last of the portions, the parashot, in the book, and in, of course, the Torah, as we close out the book of Deuteronomy. This is chapter 31, so that's where we're going to turn. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1, where it says, Vayelech, and went Moshe, and he spoke these words unto Kol Israel. And here, again, this is where Moshe is essentially wrapping up his final address to the mixed multitude. He said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. And Yahuwah has said unto me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Yahuwah Yirel, he will go over before you. Now, what we're going to hear is a kind of a pep talk before they cross over the Jordan River. And, of course, it's also coming up on the end of Moses' life. He will go over before you. He will destroy those nations from before you, and you will dispossess them. And Yahshua, he shall go over before you, as Yahuwah has spoken. And Yahuwah will do unto them just as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto their land, whom he destroyed. And Yahuwah will deliver them up before you, and you shall do according to them all the commandment which I have commanded you. In other words, you're going to kick butt and take names. So, Kazakh, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be affrighted at them, for Yahuwah Yirel, it is he that does go before you with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. And Moshe called unto Joshua, and he said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, Kazakh, be strong and of good courage, for you shall go with this people into the land which Yahuwah has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and you shall in fact cause them to inherit it. And Yahuwah, he is the one that does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Fear not, nor be dismayed. And Moshe, it says, wrote this et ha-Torah, this instruction. And he delivered it unto the Kohanim, the sons of Levi, that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, so every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, this time of the year, folks, coming up on right now, the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, this is when you're going to read this. When all Israel's come to appear before Yahuwah Yirel at the place which he shall choose, remember this is one of the Feasts of Ascension, then you shall read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones and the stranger that's within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yahuwah Yirel and observe to do all the words of this Torah. And that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahuwah Yirel, so long as you live in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. And Yahuwah said unto Moshe, behold, the days approach that you must die. So call Joshua, present yourselves in the tent of meeting, that I might give him a charge. So Moshe and Yahshua went, and they presented themselves in the tent of meeting. And Yahuwah appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the door of the tent. And Yahuwah said unto Moshe, behold, you are about to sleep with your fathers. And this people, they will rise up, and they're going to go astray after the various foreign gods of the land, whither they go to be among them. And, this is quite the negative prophecy, and they will forsake me, and they will break my covenant which I have made with them. Now the interesting word here, forsake me and break, and that word there is ve-hafer. And literally, it's the same word that's used in places like Numbers chapter 30, where a husband can nullify, make completely as if it never happened, the words of a vow of his wife. So what he is saying is, not only are they going to break my covenant, they're going to make it like it never happened, so far as they're concerned. Then he says, my malach, my angel, shall be kindled against them in that day, and I'll forsake them. And I'll hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. Many evils and troubles shall come upon them, and they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us? Because our El is no longer among us. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they shall have wrought, in that they have turned unto other gods. Now, at this point, this is where you have a, maybe a highlight this in your Bibles, the sages say that there are, you probably heard this number, 613 commandments in the Torah. And this is the last of them. So this is said to be, at least, number 613. So therefore, write yourself this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the B'nai Yisrael. So I do think there's an interesting observation here from the Midrash. And essentially, write this song for yourselves. I like the sentiment, because the sentiment is that the mitzvah here is that Torah is to be made new in every generation. All right, I like that. Torah is to be made new in every generation. Teach it to the children. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the B'nai Israel. For when I have brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten their fill and waxen fat, and then, here comes the nasty part, turned to other gods and served them, and despised me, and broken, or here it is again, same word, made void my covenant. Well, then it'll come to pass, when many evils and troubles will come upon them, that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, how even now, before I've even brought them into the land which I swore. So, yep, he knows they're a stiff-necked folk. That's all of us. Then it says, so Moshe wrote this song that same day, and he taught it to the B'nai Israel, to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, son of Nun, a charge. And he said, right, Kazakh, be strong and of good courage. For you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moshe had made an end of writing the words of this Torah in a sefer, a book or a scroll, until they were finished, that Moshe commanded the Levites, those who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, saying, take this book of the Torah, so take this scroll or sefer, book of the Torah, and put it by the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah Yireh, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, here, while I'm still alive with you this day, you've already been rebellious against Yahuwah, and how much more so after my death. So assemble unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I might speak these words in their ears. And here it is again. Now notice, these are the same two witnesses that Yeshua calls, same two witnesses that Moshe calls. We saw them in chapter 30. Here they are being called again, heaven and earth, as witnesses against them. For I know, he says, that after my death you will in any wise deal corruptly, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the end of days, because you will do that which is evil in the sight of Yahuwah, to provoke him through the work of your hands. Now there's only one more verse here in the reading for this evening. But I noticed this, and I gotta suggest, when I read this year in particular, I get a little bit different spiritual vibe, I guess I would say. It's always said the same thing, but occasionally when the context of the times are so clear, maybe something seems to sit a bit differently. It says here, evil will befall you in the end of days. Well, again, are we there yet? I tend to think so. And it says, because you will do that which is evil in the sight of Yahuwah. All right, no doubt about it. That is going on. That is massively true today. But this, to provoke him through the work of your hands. And somehow or other, this year when I read that, I'm thinking about all of the provocations of an AI, and how these AIs basically, I saw stories this week saying, essentially they're getting really good at lying. They're literally satanically good at lying. And so we're at the point where you can't trust anything that you're seeing with the AIs. But if you think about pagan gods, folks, that is the essence of what pagan deities do. They lie. They're capricious. They're nasty. They're evil, like Loki and some of these other ones. And that is exactly what has been done, to provoke him through the work of their hands with a level of evil in the end of days that I don't think people have really been able to wrap their heads around until very, very recently. So think about that as we wrap the Torah portion up. It says, then, and Moshe spoke in the ears of all the assembly, kahal, the words of this song. So we're going to hear next week the final song of Moshe, words of all this song until they were finished. So the next parsha, called Ha'atzinu, is where Moshe sings the song of Moses before his death.